This episode of the Inner Hoe Uprising is sponsored by Dame Products. This episode of the Inner Hoe Uprising is also available for your viewing pleasures on YouTube. If looking at people while they podcast is your thing, then you can click the YouTube link in our show notes and gaze along as we talk our shiz night. Drop the intro. Inner Hoe Uprising. Welcome to the Inner Hoe Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, pansexual, feminist hoe whose pronouns are she, her, they, them, who is cramping up very much right now. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. My neighbors were on some fuck shit last night. They kept me up, but we're still here. We're doing it, and we're with
Rob the God, one agender, pansexual, firefighting, feminist with a fatty, pronouns they, them, and daddy. And I'm here to support Sam in her ailments. Sam is ailing, but it's all love out here, gang gang.
It is all love. Every episode of the Inner Hoe Uprising works like this. Myself and my lovely rotating co-hosts talk about sex, love, and dating as it pertains to current events in the world, our lives, yours, and people on the internet sometimes. And occasionally we hit you with interviews with insightful folks or do deep dive episodes on a topic of our choice. This episode, we got potentially two of the biggest shit talkers of Inner Hoe Uprising talking a lot of shit. I don't know. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
In the ranking of shit
talk. Yeah, because we be wildin'. Maybe wildin'. We don't stop.
That's the problem. Or I don't know. The good thing. It's a good thing. It depends on your perspective. Yeah. So we got two of the biggest shit talkers. Scouring the interwebs for the weirdest, most frustrating, silliest stories about sex, love, and dating. So today we're talking about pre-sex hand hygiene, very important. Niggas wild in the DMs, as they do. And are women allowed to date? We got much more from the internet, plus a little bit about our sex and masturbatory lives.
And if you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoeUprising so we can see it, and the hashtag PodIn so other people can see it. And if you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at InnerHoeUprising without the G on Twitter, InnerHoeUprising with the G on Instagram and Facebook. And you can join our Facebook group by searching Inner Hoe Uprising Community. That's spelled CUMMUNITY. And head to InnerHoeUprising.com to pay a hoe.
Yes, you can. All right, we're hopping into it with our first segment.
Today. Oh my God, what is that? Oh my God, what is that?
Shout out to Cardi B. For if not anything else, that.
Yes, 100%.
This is Fuck Is This. It is a moment to discuss, rant about, or laugh at nonsense in the realm of sex, love, and dating. It is where we scour the interwebs and pop culture and things like that for just, you know, things that are a little bit strange, a little bit amusing. What have you got first, Rob? This is entirely curated by Rob, I do want to say. I don't know what the fuck I'm getting into.
So if it's not funny, it's my fault.
That's not even what I meant by that. I'm just saying, I don't know what we're getting into. So if I'm just like, what the fuck is this? I'm not acting. I just truly don't know.
I was like up last night and this morning like, is this funny enough?
Sometimes you gotta jump out on a limb, but to be fair, to release the pressure, this is a pre-recorded episode, so is that bad? Just don't release the lost episode of Inner Hoe Uprising. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, it's fine.
I'm down for the ride.
So, do you want me to read and describe the tweet? Do you want to pull the tweet up on your screen?
I guess. Yeah. Should I show the people then?
I think it's worth showing the people.
All right, hold on.
And then I'll describe it from your screen.
Let me close out all my porno first.
Okay. Hold on. X videos.
The last vestiges of OnlyFans.
I was literally about to say that. Like, you better get your fucking, better get your views in, nigga. Better memorize all that shit.
Oh, man, baby. All right. Google Chrome. Cool. Here we go. You guys can all see the document. The retalk shit. All right. First up, we got Jocelyn being annoying.
So this is a tweet by Anthony at my life as a D02. And they tweeted, here you have Jocelyn Hernandez agreeing with Boosie regarding Lil Nas X expressing his sexuality through art. Yet, she has a whole new show centered around strippers and showing her titties. That's not too far for her daughter, but what was Lil Nas does is, I don't know. That was
when grammar just completely deteriorates on you. I think they meant to say, but what Lil Nas does is too far. Yeah.
Okay, I get it now.
Look more just, like.
That's exactly what that registered.
It's 8 a.m.
Anyway, and you're her mother. So this is in reference to a video that I refuse to watch. I do not watch anything on fucking
Breakfast Club. Yeah, I think maybe we got to give a lot of backstory, right? Because, you know, we do have listeners who are just like, who the fuck is... Okay, so Lil Boosie is a homophobic rapper. That was his name. Now he's like Boosie Badass, but he was Lil Boosie in my day, okay? He's a homophobic rapper who talks a lot of shit about gay people, honestly, like unwarranted, nobody asked for it. He's also a trigger warning or content warning, a sexual assaulter, because he paid, or did he say that he was going to, he paid to have his son have sex with a sex worker, his underage son have sex with a sex worker to like prevent his son from being gay or something like that. I don't know. So that's Lil Boosie. Lil Nas X, very fun gay rapper, we love him. Yay, Montero, let's go to hell. Jocelyn Hernandez is a reality TV star. I think that I did that pretty well.
Yeah, that's you did. Okay. She's also a rapper, and also in her reality TV. To be specific, she's not just like a reality TV star. She is a former stripper, and she has a show on Zeus that is centered around like it's a reality show around strippers. Like having strippers compete on her show.
Okay. Thank you for filling in the blanks because I did not know that.
Yeah. And now she also shows her titties like so much. Like she shows her titties so much. And
it's just the beginning of the episode.
It's just her titties just straight up
Welcome to my brand.
And they're nice as fuck too. But then also something that is very important is that she's bisexual. Out like bisexual. Dates women, has sex with women. And. So it's very interesting to see this. So can you scroll down?
Yes. So should I click on this photo?
Sure.
Okay.
This interview was Boosie on The Breakfast Club. They were talking about, I didn't watch it. So yeah, this is all context I got from the interwebs, but they were talking about Lil Nas X's video because when it came out, Boosie was vocal about how much he hated it and how much he hated him and how he wanted to beat him up and shit. And he was talking about his experience with that, talking about, you know, you're exposing this to children. Children don't need to see that shit. And Jocelyn says, Boosie is right. And that's why Bonnie, her daughter, Bonnie don't have a TV. Shaking my head. Push whatever you want, but mine won't be brainwashed.
And we're like, there's lots to unpack there. There's a lot to unpack there. It's like, okay. First of all, Boosie is right is a lot to unpack. Because I don't think that nigga's ever been right.
A broken clock is right twice a day, but even he.
Not on that time. Not on this time. Mm-hmm. That's why, naming your kid Bonnie is kind of funny too. It's a very old name for a child. Come here, Bonnie. And you're like a toddler. Okay, anyway. Give me a moment there. Yes. You got a new, what is that fucking nasty ass candy? Werther's?
Werther's? I'm dead.
You got any Werther flavored milk, mom? Uses her sister named Gertrude. Gretchen. Her brother's name is Clyde. But, okay. And then, okay, so Bonnie don't have a TV. Okay, I feel like that, there it is. That's like, first of all, I didn't see Lil Nas X's video on TV. I saw it on the internet, but fine. But like, yeah, I mean, you by saying Bonnie don't have a TV, you're saying you as a parent enforce boundaries for what your kid sees and does not see, which obviously don't think gayness is wrong or anything like that, but the video was like in hell and like sexual and stuff like that. So sure, if you don't want your kid to see it for that reason, that's totally fine. But like, so why can't fucking, why can't Lil Nas X make it though?
Right? like they don't have to see it, but he can't.
Was Matisse not supposed to make the painting of the women with their titties out? Because like a kid might go to the Museum of Natural History one day and be like, oh my God, titties.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah. I'm gonna grow up to like titties now. I saw this painting.
So yeah, it's get that.
It's silly for like several
reasons. A multitude of reasons.
But then she also tweeted after like,
you know, I like a little lick lick too, but you know,
just, not calling your bisexuality a little lick lick. Is she really bisexual? Or maybe that was biphobic of me to say, but yeah. I feel like she's being homophobic, and that's
no, she's being out. She's being homophobic, and she's also being, it's very like performative.
That's what I was thinking, and that's because such a hard line to tread, because it's like, you don't ever want to call somebody's sexual preferences that, but sometimes it's just like, what you're saying doesn't line up.
No. And maybe like,
you're definitely not queer as a politic.
Like, maybe her bisexuality isn't performative. I've never thought that. I do think that she's like dead ass like gay, but okay. In a way of the way that like emulating men kind of queer.
Like, or pandering to,
I don't know what okay. pander means. I hate to expose myself on here, but I don't want to use the wrong word.
Playing up to the male gaze?
Yeah.
Is what I meant.
No. Okay. Like, I mean, okay. Emulating men, like...
It's okay for lesbians to exist, but not for gay men to exist? Okay.
Yes. Like, it's gotcha. Cool. Like, me liking women isn't as bad as men liking men. So me gotcha. Making out with women on TV, you know, talking about gay shit and getting paid for it is not the same as a young queer man, like, expressing himself via art at that. Like, not even just for, like, pay-for-play type shit. Like, expressing himself through art. And then also saying, like, oh, you know, kids are too young to see that now. And when it's time, you know, you explain that to them, which is also fine. But it's mm-hmm. like... It doesn't mean that it doesn't have to be made. Like, should people just stop making porn because it yeah. kids exist in the world that porn also yeah. exists? So
yeah, I'm very tired of those arguments, and yes. I don't know what else to do with them, honestly.
Nothing.
I don't know what else to do with them.
I mean, now I just look at it and go.
Yeah, this one is like specifically homophobic, which is like you can really dissect it when you're like watching, I don't know, any show on like the CW network and it's two teenagers making out, and it's like, okay, so is heterosexuality pushed down our faces? But to step outside of that, because I feel like those are people just being obviously homophobic. So I hang out with like older people fairly often, like people in their like 60s and 70s and stuff like that. And I often hear like the, you know, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are not setting a good example for our young women and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, so should they be? Like, not to be on my Michael Jordan, but fuck them kids, nigga.
That's a fact.
You have all kinds of Baby Shark, and just there's a lot of content for kids. I used to watch it when I was a kid. Not everything has to be made for kids.
No. And also, it's like,
what are we gonna watch?
Like,
I'm trying to watch a documentary about serial killers right now. And I don't want a kid in the room with me.
No, it ain't for you, respectfully. Yeah. Fuck yeah, them kids.
I don't get that. What do you think the overlap between people who won't vaccinate their kids but people who don't watch Little Nas X is?
I think the overlap, like the Venn diagram, it looks like this. Like, it's just a circle.
Yeah, I really want to protect my kids from everything else but fucking the Delta variant.
Delta variant is cool. Delta variant's not gay.
There's no D in LGBTQ, so.
So it's fine. Fuck them kids quite literally, like, let them not. Anyway, all right, cool.
All right, Fat Tits Bro. Is that
Fat Tits Bro?
I think I did see this one, but okay. Should I show the people?
Yeah, show the people.
All right, walk us through this.
Okay, you gotta click the ting.
Okay.
So this is at Quake Arena, and they posted this,
this DM.
And so this is a guy, responding to their story. The Instagram story. Mm-hmm. This is prior, so I don't know how long it was prior, and I like to think that it was only one picture ago prior, because it makes it more funny. But the first message was in response to a picture, and it says, "Ma'am, nary have I ever witnessed a beauty akin to your own. Pray tell, I must implore, of what grandeur are thine breasts?"
I gotta say, I hate niggas like this, man. They're like maybe the worst kind of nigga.
It's just like top,
and I don't mean nigga
life.
In the race way. I mean nigga in the human being way.
Yes, this shit is so weird. And then the next message, obviously sent almost immediately after because there's no time stamp between, says, yeah, I apologize for that. It wasn't even funny. And it enforces the men only see women as objects mindset and makes women feel uncomfortable. I'm sorry for any discomfort I caused with my actions. Which is like, okay, like partial accountability. All right, whatever, right? Nigga, the next message is response to another picture and it says, fat tits, bro. So nigga just brought it down like 20 notches, but still was wild.
And then the caption that Quaker Rihanna posted was, people can change. And I do think that there was change. There was definitely a character arc happened.
Yes.
It's not a better person by any means, but it is a different person. Mm-hmm. We went from maybe a Redditor, somebody who used to play RuneScape and all those kinds of things, definitely into like MMORPGs. And then we went to like Chad.
Yes.
Or Kyle.
And it's like, so, you throw the bro on the end to soften the blow of misogyny and objectification.
Fat tits,
bruh. Yeah.
Fat tits, they, them.
It's like, it's the fat tits part, too. Like,
yeah, granted, I don't have big-ass titties or anything like that, but as someone who does, maybe you can, like, provide some background. My tits have never been called fat. Have yours?
No, my tits haven't been called fat. They've been
First
called
of all,
a lot
my
of
tits, like, are never even called tits until recently.
Wow.
And a white man did that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have your tits been called tits? We all start.
Yeah, that's your character arc. My tits.
I'm pivoting from titties to tits.
Yeah, go back to titties.
Let me dye my hair blonde and call myself Kate.
My tits are never called tits. I don't even use the word tits.
This is the most we've ever said tits in our entire
my whole life. Maybe when I was like 12, I might have said tits a lot. But
tits.
I call them titties with two
yeah,
D's.
Same.
So titties.
Titties. Yeah.
I've, like, men have called them, of course, breasts. I call them my
boobs.
Double chocolate fudge milk jug bazoongas a lot of the times. I heard anime titties.
You have anime titties.
I don't have anime titties because my titties, like, hang to the sides of my body.
Doesn't everybody's? Come on, girls.
I mean, but like anime titties, like they be together. Yeah. My titties be, you know, they leave.
Maybe they're
space,
talking about when you wear a bra.
Which is absolutely fucking never. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You don't wear bras. So that person was just lying to you.
OD lying. Like, keep it a stack, boy. But I mean, they're nice titties. I call them dead or alive beach volleyball titties. I don't know because people like this game is a hidden memory, but Dead or Alive had
I thought you were talking about the Bon Jovi song, so
no.
I'm totally out of it.
Okay, so it's a video game, not the Bon Jovi song.
Dead or Alive. Sorry. Maybe
weird.
One titty is Bon and the other is Jovi.
So anyway, I'm going to skip that segue because what the
this
fuck?
Is my, this is Chemical and my pussy is Romance, niggas. Get into it.
Good.
This is fall. This is out, and my pussy is a boy. Sorry. Okay.
Are you?
I couldn't think of any other. Alkaline Trio.
Oh my god, Sam. Fuck. It's fine.
Anyway,
don't.
You're the gayest nigga I've ever seen. Because it takes a very specific kind of nigga to be hype over animated titties.
Yeah, animated titty video game titties. The best kinds of titties.
Knockers, as they say.
Yes. If you go on my Twitter, about every month and a half, I make a post about my titties. And it's like some double honk, milk jug, dark areola having bazoonga twin knocker titties. And it's usually a hit.
IHUpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know all the things that you personally call breasts. Are you a tits? Are you a titty? Are you a bazoonga? Knockers?
Touch your tits, babe. Well, you have such nice fucking... Oh, I'm sorry. Whoa, you got carried away there. All right. So next.
Well, speaking of sex, to be honest, did you know that people with vulvas are 4 times more likely than those without vulvas to say sex is quote unquote not pleasurable in the past year?
I heard.
Very sad. We here at Inner Ho Uprising are huge advocates for pleasure and find this pleasure gap pretty damn whack. But you know what we don't find whack? Dame products. So Dame Products is a woman-owned sex toy company making the next generation of vulva-tested, vulva-approved vibrators. Founded by a sex educator and engineering whiz, Dame develops toys with the help of real humans and couples like you. They're closing the pleasure gap and helping the world one vulva at a time. Their vibrators and accessories are made with medical-grade silicone, smart design principles, and lots of love, earning glowing press from the New York Times, W Magazine, and many more. Whether you're a couple looking for an extra boost where it matters, or on a journey of self-exploration, we're sure they'll earn a spot on your nightstand. And the best part, Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days, so your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. I personally love and have been giving myself multiple orgasms with the Dame Palm Flexible Vibrator. It's soft and it's super bendy and has 5 different patterns, 5 different intensities, and is completely waterproof, so you can use it virtually anywhere. Tub, the pool, the ocean if you get down like that, all that kind of stuff. I love the design and I also love the touch of it. So if you're a hoe who gets off on some direct clitoral stimulation like myself, you'd probably also have a sexy good time with it. They also offered the Dame Eva, which Akua is a really big fan of. You can go to dameproducts.com/IHU today for 15% off site-wide. Again, go to dameproducts.com/IHU. That's D-A-M-E products.com/IHU today for 50% off site-wide. Now, what are we talking about? OnlyFans revenge. Whatever the heck that means.
Whatever the heck. Heck. The usage of the word heck is always fucking amazing because I'm a child. Click that.
Okay, we have it clicked. Walk right, us through. So I also did see this one.
Okay, God damn it.
Sorry, Rob.
This tweet is by Sydney Leathers, or Sydney Elaine XO on Twitter, who is a sex worker on OnlyFans. I'm not sure if she also does other things. Okay. Because I've never heard of her.
You gotta have multiple streams of income.
I'm sure she does, though. She's also really funny on Twitter because I was going through her tweets this morning like, what the fuck? But she tweeted, the evangelical women trying to make OnlyFans disappear don't realize if I lose that income, I'll start fucking their husbands for money again. The next tweet, I'm looking at you, Rep. Ann Wagner. This is Representative Ann Wagner from Missouri. I actually took a screenshot of her handle because I'm like, also, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, why do we have
to? She is a white woman who she hates OnlyFans. She put a tweet out about saying that she called, she called the United States Attorney General to investigate OnlyFans for child exploitation.
This week, I ain't OnlyFans never seen no kids on OnlyFans, bruh.
I've never seen kids on OnlyFans either. They go through a very strict verification process. But she said this week, OnlyFans announced they'll ban sexually explicit content from their platform. And it's funny because she's making it seem as if her calling the United States Attorney General had anything to do with OnlyFans doing them. Even though, like, sex workers and OnlyFans alike have explained why they're doing this, which is hurting sex workers, but it's not necessarily because of sex workers.
It's to like legitimize their contracts with banks and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because they're going to make that a part of their agreement that, you know, you can't do that to pay for like services and shit like that, which is like fucked up in its own right. But the fact that this bitch said that.
Hello, Attorney General. I need you to take down OnlyFans stat.
All right.
Ma'am, this is a Wendy's. How did you get this number?
And the thing on top of it is that people in the comments were posting like pictures of this nigga's husband. But them together, but like him like looking to the side.
Not and then Big a picture Daddy of Wagner. Her.
Like a picture of Sydney Leathers like next to it. I don't know. It's it's so much shade, but I'm also like, were you doing that? I bet you were. I think never know. Probably why she hates it so fucking much. She's like, yeah, my husband was my nigga bad keeps fucking bitch. These
bitches from OnlyFans.
And they some bad bitches. And I am not that bad of a bitch right now. Damn, but son.
So now we got niggas who are mad you are dating. And I will. Yes. I've also saw this one, as we've discussed, but I will bring it up. And you could talk us through it. Talk all me right. through it.
Ooh, Sam. Was that supposed to be like that? I mean,
yeah, talk me through it.
Anyway. Sam,
it's too early.
You made me slap my ankle 3 times. You're gonna hear that in the recording, but I did not know what else to do because you said the thing. You said the thing. Anyway, all right. So this is at Cleverly Chloe.
Yes,
and they tweet. Y'all, I can't make this shit up. A man I met 2 weeks ago who has yet to agree to hang out / link up or take me anywhere had the nerve, all caps, to get mad at me for going on a date. We've yet to even talk on the phone. He's been texting me randomly for 2 weeks. Peep the disrespect. Okay, so I'm going to be the one in blue. You're going to be the one in blue.
Role play. Oh, shit. Yeah, let's take it back to acting class. I said right. You're blue and I'm black?
Yeah, I'm going to be the OP. All right.
All right, let me get into my nigga shit.
Okay, let me get into my bad bitch shit. Bitch. Okay. I'm not allowed to date other people. When you and I haven't even hung out one time or even had a phone conversation, don't do that, please. LOL.
I'm just asking. Didn't you just go on a date?
Of course I did. I'm single and dating.
Okay, well, I don't like that. So you hit me up when you single.
I am single. That's the point of dating, to find someone you actually want to be with. I'm confused as to why you're bothered by this.
Listen, you're not going to go out with Jerry, then me, then Mike the day after. No, I don't fuck with that. Who's to say you're not fucking them? You want me to build and be a part of the rotation? Nah, that's your definition, not mine.
Okay, next slide. I went on one date, the first date I've gone on in a while.
I mean, this just went from I'm trying to date you to I just want to fuck. That's fine. I hope you enjoyed it. Bitch. You ugly anyway. This nigga was in his fucking bathroom. You know when you like argue with fake people in the shower?
Yo, he was actually planning out this whole conversation. That man probably took 5 minutes between each reply to make sure he got it right. Okay, so let's unpack this.
Okay.
How does one feel entitled for somebody to be, it's not even single at that point, to be completely not entertaining anybody else or doing anything else with their lives while they wait for somebody to give them attention?
Likewise. Yeah. Okay, so like to 360, to see the full picture or whatever, I'm not monogamous. I don't give a fuck about any of this kind of shit, to be honest. But to put myself in other people's shoes, and this is just because I was watching the Love is Blind reunion yesterday. Mm-hmm. So one of the people started dating Mark from Love is Blind. It doesn't matter who any of these people are. And Mark was being a fuckboy, but she said something that I thought that was valid. She was like, it's COVID. I told him that I didn't want to see anybody else, even though we were just dating and it was just the beginning stages. I wanted to be exclusive in that. So I think that, you know, whoever you are, to be honest, even if it is just the talking stage, if that's what you want, then that's what you want. And that's fine because people want all kinds of things, but you have to communicate that and agree upon that. So I don't know.
And not shame people for not, because that's the
difference. He was definitely like trying to do some slut shaming shit or whatever. And that just, it got really, it escalated and got really weird. Like, how do I know you're not fucking him? It's like, what? I don't even, who says I'm fucking you?
And the thing about that, too, is that they're not in the talking stage.
What stage are they in? I was very confused by this.
So they said that this person, like, I think they gave him their number 2 weeks ago. And probably on like the internet, but said that they've been randomly texting. They've never spoken on the phone. They've met up. So it's like probably like, you know, hey, good morning, kind of broken communication things. They're not talking. Mm-hmm. That's not talking, bro. They're not getting to know anybody, especially like in a matter of 2 weeks, we haven't spoken on the phone. We haven't FaceTimed or anything. So I feel like there's levels. It's definitely mm-hmm. levels. So that's what I mean when it's like expecting somebody to be completely just to expecting to meet somebody who's completely in a under a rock and to stay under a rock until you're ready to give them attention.
Yeah, that is what he's expecting. So for my other 360 of this, however, mm-hmm. why are you talking to this nigga? why did this conversation happen? And I don't know. You know when you like go through like changes in your life and stuff like that and your mm-hmm. perspectives on things just change? Mm-hmm. I think that, and I don't remember because I haven't listened to that shit in a long time. I think that the early stages of this podcast, in addition to being like critical feminist analysis of things and whatever, was just like content making fun of how annoying men can be. But I don't love that kind of content anymore. And it just seems fruitless and like a waste of our collective times as non-men. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to be victim blamey. I don't really think that she's a victim here or whatever. And I don't think that I don't think that she's wrong to be annoyed by what this guy said, but I just don't think that it was worth the time to even have this conversation with him mm-hmm. or put it on the internet. And though it is like, okay, it is making it to our podcast. I don't know. Like I thought about, because we talked about this earlier, and this was the only thing that I thought about putting on. When I thought about talking about it, it was only from this perspective, mm-hmm. you know, because it's just like, we know men are trash. Me and Rob both have it tattooed on our bodies.
Yeah, we sure do. That's a reminder.
Yeah. So, and it kind of reminded me, very tangential, whatever, but we recently had a conversation. I won't get into the specifics of it because we didn't get this person's consent. But we recently had a conversation with a podcast friend of ours who's older than us and was commenting on something that we were both involved in and like was like, I don't get why you guys did this. Like, haven't these people already showed you who they are? How did you get to that point? And I feel that's how I feel about talking to men like this to this point. Cause like, one, if somebody's randomly texting me or whatever, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm not even telling them I'm on a fucking date. I'm just like out, or I won't respond, or at dinner or whatever. I feel like, I don't think that there's anything wrong to be dating multiple people at one time. But if you do say I'm on a date, you know, like where that's
what's
going.
Gonna come from that? Yeah,
yeah. It's like either going to be like the person is going to be annoyed about it or like going to be like, oh, well, can I take you on a date? And it's like, but he hasn't asked you on a date yet. And it's been 2 weeks. So, you know, he's not serious. So, like, what was even the point of saying that? What was the point of talking to this nigga? And then what really I'm a very not egomaniacal person, but my ego prevents me from doing a lot of things, or it like shuts me off from a lot of things. Like, I won't let myself get to a certain place because it's like my ego is just too big for that. So the part mm-hmm. where she says, I went on a date, the first date I've gone on in a while. Like, first of all, I am not fucking explaining myself to you. But second of all, I'm not doing this whole like, you know, now I don't even be dating like that. Like, nigga, that's none of your fucking business. Like, that's for me to talk about with my therapist. Like, why are we explaining ourselves to niggas to talk like, just like, ugh, why? I don't know. Am I wilding?
This is Sam Does Deconstruction. It's the only thing that's in my head. No, you're not wilding. I think that is a very mature take, but you're right. And I can say that for a long time I was this nigga. Mm. Well, not that him? Oh god. I would no, let me
you fucking nigga. With Jerry and Mike and Tyke
no,
and Brad and
I was Jeff. I was the original poster entertaining ridiculous niggas, but I never post my L's online.
Damn,
I might
this
type
is kind
my
of
L's,
was this
but
an
I would
L?
Never post an original. It's an L, like it is an L. Like it's
yeah,
not like
he
an
didn't,
L. Like
he didn't take you out. You
no.
saying you went on a date didn't even make him take you on a date.
No, it just made this man wild the fuck out, and it was like, now,
and then it
now
showed that
you
kept
you.
Going.
Because we like, would the conversation would have been done off real soon.
Yeah, because you have like shit to do. Like I don't know this person, but I've seen them on the. I think that she has a show. Like she's like a person. Like she's like popping. It's like, don't waste your time on these. Even if you're not like quote unquote popping, you are popping. Don't waste your fucking time on niggas. Like, I think that like this is something that's like anti-men content, which is something that I used to be in line with, but now I'm just like de-center men content. Like, I think if a men were not the center, and I'm not saying that men are the center of her life, but this was a very centering men post, and I don't think that any of us need to do that anymore. Like, why, if we're doing like these little tit for tats with niggas who are clearly not shit, we're just like wasting our time for, because like, yes, hashtag men are trash, but not all men are trash. Like, okay, yes, patriarchy exists, that's what we mean when we say men are trash, but not every encounter with dating men is going to be bad. Like, I wholeheartedly actually believe that. I've experienced it. We all have experienced things that are not like the awful, the worst of the worst. But when we spend our time like deviating on these little branches of just like going down a path and getting emotionally exhausted talking to niggas who don't deserve it, that's what gets you burnt out from dating. Also, when you do it on dating apps, this is what I was talking about two episodes ago, it fucks up your algorithm. Like, do not waste time on somebody who, like, has some weird bigoted shit in their profile telling them that it's weird bigoted shit, unless you actually enjoy that. But, like, that's, then Hinge is like, or whatever is like, oh, you love bigoted niggas, here's more. Like, just don't do that.
I agree.
Yeah. Sorry, Chloe.
Chloe's probably like,
I was just trying to get these likes off, damn!
I mean, yet,
I mean, there's something to commiserating with people on the internet.
I mean, everybody has their L. So Twitter sometimes is like a communal place to talk about said L's. But that is, it really is an L. It's an L not because it's her loss per se, but it's
no, he's
L.
not her loss.
No, but it's an L because it's like, damn, like, man's really, really got at you. Yeah. Like, man's really got at you and really got under your skin.
And he's, like, and he's happy about it. He's happy about it. That's what he was trying to do. Yeah, he's like, oh, now she's like, talking shit about me on the internet. Yeah, like, he thinks that he...
Imagine if I fucked her.
Exactly. He thinks, like, he did something. And that's, like, I don't know.
That's why it's the biggest L. It's a big L, and it's a bigger L, too, because... It can go many ways with that conversation. So people are probably wild in the comments.
Yeah, I did see some of the quotes weeks, and it's like, I don't know why bitches tell us who they're dating. I'm just not gonna date you. So it's like it didn't enlighten any men, you know?
No.
It didn't change anyone's mind about anything.
It didn't bring forth a community. So
yeah. And then there is like one part of me that's like, just because it's not advancing the situation doesn't mean it's not okay for you to commiserate, and you should have spaces to vent and things like that. So that's why I have like inner tension when it comes to these kinds of topics, because like I hate it, I don't think it should exist, but I still don't want to be like, oh, you shouldn't talk about it. But I just ultimately think it's a waste of time.
It's just hard when shit goes viral, because you don't, sometimes when you post your L's, you don't expect shit to go viral. And then it does, and you're like, I thought I was posting this to my 500 followers, not the 4 million people who've retweeted.
Yeah, but she has 12,000 followers.
Okay, fair enough. I have 579. And like 90%
and
of
she
them
like
are not
her. She's like, you fucking bitches. Nobody knows who you are. Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's a channel in our Slack that's like hashtag strange dating app encounters. But it's just like, it's like the initial encounter. It's never like engaging with the people, because I don't want to engage with the people. I don't know. This makes me feel very, springs out a lot of feelings in me. Because it's also like why I don't really say that much about my life on the podcast anymore. Because it's either like good or bad. Like, I've never really been like a dramatic person or whatever, so like it's either, oh, this was really weird, or this is just fine. And I don't really, it's not that interesting for me to talk about. So like, I wouldn't, if I went on like, if I had a very random brief encounter with someone that was bad, I don't see the benefit in saying it anymore. If that makes sense.
For you, I can see it making sense.
Okay.
I'm not the same, but I can see it. I have to say that shit at least one time to one person. And I'm like, all right. So two people have knowledge of the situation. I'm satisfied. Uh-huh. I can move forward, but I'm a different nigga. I be holding on.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you can't see. I'm holding on for the people who are just listening.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for my, I had a bonus, but we're running low on time. So
yeah, we have 10, about 12 minutes
I will,
left.
Save that for,
when you come
personal
back.
Chats.
Oh.
No. Imagine. Okay. I will. I'll save it for when I come
a
back.
A year later.
I'll put it in the dock, but you just can't open the dock for the rest of your year.
That's going to be hard. All right. Let's go on to our next segment and our last segment of the day. All right, this is Fuck Me. It's the segment about our sex, love, and dating lives. Rob,
yes,
what's
yes,
going
yes.
on, bro?
So, Rob, I got to stop speaking about myself in third person, but I'm leaving, right? All right, I can do what I want. Rob's leaving. I'm leaving very soon. I'm leaving very soon.
Yeah.
In about a week and a half. Probably by the time this comes out, I'll be out of the city. And trying to navigate leaving for almost a year and in this new space of being very selective when it comes to dating, being very selective with the people I sleep with. So not like last time, my last deployment, I was fucking two people. I was fucking two separate people, then fucking them together. So I was like trying to get all the sex out of my system before I fucking left. Fucking on the floor. My mattress was on the floor. My apartment was empty. I was fucking. So this is like a little different because I'm older. Last time I deployed, I was 26. Now I'm 29. Okay. Which for me is a very big difference because my life has shifted so much.
Mm-hmm.
But also I'm leaving a lot more behind.
Sam.
As far as like, you said Sam? I'm okay leaving Sam behind. I'm trying to bring Sam with me, but he doesn't want to come. But I'm leaving, like, before I was leaving behind some trauma, you know, with my family that I was like, you know, I think that it is good for me to leave the country and get out of, so I don't have the reminder of the things that happened before I left.
Yeah.
But now it's like, things are good. I mean, shit's fucked up, but like, things are good. Like, I'm enjoying my life, so I'm leaving behind something that I'm enjoying and eager to get back to it. So when it comes to sex, I haven't been like I had sex in June, back to back with two different people, and both were like fun, but in hindsight, it was like, you know, I probably could have went without doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been trying to fuck. Mm-hmm. And I was okay with that. And then I met someone. And I was like, I like this person. And then I was like, I want to have sex with this person. And it's hard because I'm like, I don't want to rush it because I don't have time. But also, I want to have sex with you. Like, he was here last night. I'm like, we're doing things. We're hitting some bases. We did sexual activities, but we didn't have
tits
sex.
Were like, touched.
No. Tits were touched. Toes were sucked.
Ooh.
It was like I wanted to do more, but I'm like, you know, it's mad late. You gotta go home. I gotta record in the morning, but also I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
And it's like conflicting. It's like I don't want to rush things, but I want to rush things. And it's like, is it worth rushing? But, now I'm like, cool, we're probably going to have sex before I leave, which is fine. I'm probably going to keep in touch and see what happens while I'm gone, see what happens when I come home. But like, okay, cool, what about when I'm like overseas? Thinking about that, like, I'm bringing every fucking sex toy on the planet. I just bought a little case. I can't wait for it to come in.
Oh, but yay. I'm
putting all of my sex toys in there, all my chargers and stuff. I'm like, cleaners. So I'm gonna be busting some nuts. I never did that any deployment.
Oh.
I was fucking doing makeshift things. So this, it's gonna be good cucumbers. Sexually. It's gonna be good sexually. Okay, anyway, we're not gonna get into that. But As far as people go, I'm going to be on like a really small post. My last deployment, you know, I was using a lot of Tinder to do hookups and stuff and meet people, but it's like, I don't even have any dating apps now. So I'm just not interested.
Right.
It's like, if I were to meet somebody organically, like this person that I'm dating now, I kind of met him organically. Mm-hmm. It's like meeting somebody organically is one thing and feeling them out, but I'm not actively looking for sex. And I just don't see that happening for me, which is nice because it leaves more room for me to focus on work.
Mm-hmm.
And focusing on work is what keeps me sane and keeps the time flowing until it's time for me to go home, which mm-hmm. is nice. Instead of like getting into drama because it's been wilding sometimes. Like, yes. I went through some of the worst shit with men while I was overseas, and then you're trapped. You cannot escape because they live next door to you.
Yeah.
You see these niggas when you shower type shit. So, like, if I keep it humble and focus on my work and focus on myself, I shouldn't have no issues. And I feel like I just have to, when it feels right, like, not rush anything, but when it feels right, have this conversation with this person that I'm seeing. Like, you know, what does, because he said some things. Mm-hmm. And I know it's easy to say some things mm-hmm. about the future when right now there is no future, you know? Like, right. It's easy to say I like you and I want to date you and see what happens.
If you know that I'm leaving.
I'm leaving. Like, yeah. You can say whatever you can say. You're in love with me. You can say whatever you want because I'm about to leave.
All right.
So having a true, honest conversation, like, not on some, if I was still here, what would it look like on some, I'm leaving. So what do you want it to look like? And what kind of compromises can we come to? Like, I don't expect you to not see in other people, not date, not have sex. I don't want that for you. I don't think that's fair.
Right.
I don't want you to want that for me, even though it's probably going to happen, but it's not because of you.
Right.
It's just because that's what I want. But like, how are we going to keep in touch? Are we going to set a certain day with a certain time, because it's a different time zone, mm-hmm. to talk? Like, are you capable of keeping some kind of commitment like that, of talking to somebody every week?
Right.
You know, or would you like something else? Would you like to just be normal? Do you want to not talk anymore? Like, and I feel like we should probably even have that talk prior to having sex. And even though we did the things and I really wanted to have sex, we were very in the moment. But, mm-hmm. you know, I should, just because, to have a clear idea and then decide whether or not that's still something I want to do. Because for me, sex is very memorable, whether it's good or bad.
Right.
And I don't want to have that memory of somebody who's like, yeah, no, you can suck my dick. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, when you leave, I'm going to ghost you. So.
Yeah, for sure.
But figuring that out, and, you know, the good thing about not being on social media so much anymore, people don't hit me up as much. So I'm not talking to anybody.
You're not talking to Mike and Jerry and...
Was the only two? Yeah, I'm not talking to Mike and then go talking to Jerry and fucking them both. Niggas be in my DMs and I just don't be answering no more. Especially when I thought they were cute, but they just were fucking annoying. It's like, I don't even have to talk to you.
There you go.
Especially because I'm leaving. I told you I was leaving. You wasted my time for months and now you want to hit me up. And it's not that kind of party, because we could have been doing a thing and you just mad weird. And now it's convenient for you to be like this because it's like, oh, you're leaving in 4 days. Now I can fuck you and ghost you. So I'm
proud of you for setting that boundary, son.
I've been saying boundaries like a motherfucker lately.
Love to see it.
Crazy. But I have to.
There you go.
I have to, because I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be alone. I'm going to be with non-Black people. I have to do everything. I have to control the things I can control. So it's going to be a good time.
Yay.
I'm excited to have this conversation. I'm nervous to see if anything will actually come into fruition, but
that's life. It's gonna be a good time. Take you where it takes you, and you have the tools.
It'll all work out.
You have the tools.
It's always going to work out as long as I put myself first in everything that I do in that way.
There we go. We're going to miss you, man.
I'm going to miss you too, man.
Will you write things to the patrons on Patreon?
I'm sure.
Okay.
I will have nothing but time.
Okay.
I will talk about every orgasm that I have. About
one like, post-pro orgasm. This one is with this toy, and this one is with this toy, and this one is with this
toy. And it ends up becoming a sex review, and then I just took a cool whole job, so...
right.
But no, I will miss us. You guys. Love you. Love you, listeners. Thank you for your support. And hit me up.
Oh, shucks. Well, if you love Rob, if this episode made you laugh, if it helps you learn something, made you feel good, made you question yourself in a good way, or positively moved you in any sense, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And let everyone you know that you love these hoes. We appreciate every single last one of yous.
If you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at In A Hoe Uprising Without the G on Twitter, In A Hoe Uprising with the G on Instagram and Facebook. And you can join our Facebook group by searching In A Hoe Uprising Community. This is the last time for a long time, so that's spelled CUMMUNITY.
Go off, go off.
And head to innerhopeoprison.com to pay a hoe.
Or buy merchandise.
Or buy merchandise. Buy the shirts that I designed.
There you go. Where can we follow you?
You can follow me at SmokingPP on Instagram, at the_body on Twitter. You can follow my Instagram at vanta.black with a Q. And I love you so much.
Aww. I'm Sam Ridd on Instagram, Twitter, Armin San Diego. I'm sorry, my period cramps are actually killing me. Oh my god, I love him though. I gotta make an anime account. Armin San Diego. Carmen San Diego on Instagram for travel photos. We love you, Rob. We love you, listeners. Have a good week, because you motherfucking deserve to. See you next one. Bye.
Bye.